moralizing. Let me tell you something. I'm not happy about what maybe some corporations like Home Depot chooses to do with their funds, and I might choose to frequent a local hardware store where I know the man's a Christian and what he's doing with his funds. And if I can do that, that would be a nice, wise decision and good stewardship. But let me make it very clear. Buying a hammer or screwdriver at Home Depot is not going to send someone to hell. It's not going to send you to hell. But I will tell you this. Uniting up with false teachers and giving them credibility and their false Jesus and their false gospel will send millions to hell. And the very people that are running around boycotting Home Depot and boycotting every company are the same organizations that are uniting with some of the biggest false teachers who are, I believe, are demonically influenced, preaching another Jesus and another gospel. Let me tell you something. These people better not be worrying about what America's corporations are up to, but what their own nonprofit corporations are doing, because I believe they will be held account. Interesting, too, this moralizing doesn't work. I believe Jesus spoke to this same issue. Go over to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12, I believe this parable that Jesus is giving speaks to this issue of moralizing. Verse 43 of Matthew chapter 12, for an unclean spirit goes out of a man. Now, it doesn't say why he went out of this man, but for some reason, this unclean spirit has left. Perhaps this man has cleaned up his life through moralizing. Maybe he's been involved in all kinds of immorality of some sort or some kind, and he's decided now through his own efforts, he'll clean up his life. But for whatever reason, the demon has left this man, and he goes out through dry places seeking rest and finds none. Verse 44, then he says, I will return to my house. That's where he's referring to the man's body. From which I came, and when he comes, he finds it empty and swept and put in order. So perhaps, again, this demon left. We don't know why he left. But when he comes back, there seems to be the parable that Jesus is giving here is that this man has cleaned up his life. There is no evidence of repentance and faith in Christ. There is no evidence that he has become a believer. This is simply a man simply to go through some kind of 12-step program and pull himself up by his own bootstraps and clean up his life for a period of time. But we've already seen that doesn't work. After a while, those who are into the moralizing will return to their sin just as a dog returns to his vomit. And so what does this demon do after he comes and he finds this man's body, his life, or this house swept clean and put back into order? Well, look at verse 45. Then he goes out and takes with him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. Okay, so what has just happened? The demon goes out and gets seven of his demon buddies and comes back, and now the man is not possessed by one demon, but now he's possessed by eight demons. And what is the end result? Verse 45, the last half says, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it also be with this wicked generation. I believe this parable Jesus is giving is speaking to many things, but one of them would be the dangers of moralizing. Thinking we can clean up our culture, clean up our country through moralizing, man-centered efforts aside and apart from the gospel. And let me tell you, these groups that are doing it with false teachers, again, are not going to reclaim the country, because the only solution for reclaiming the country is to change the hearts of men and women with the gospel. And you don't do that by uniting with false teachers who are preaching another Jesus and another gospel. 14. False teachers rise from within the church and seek to infiltrate the true church.